This is CLWA3 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The NAWC. For over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment. The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Oh, John Moxley. Now you're here.
You know, while we're at it, Are we all such big freaking stars? We're going to carry this bag all around all the time with all this gold, all these accolades, all these belts, and they don't mean dick. And while we're at it, these promoters, all this money you're giving me, all of a sudden, you know what? It doesn't mean dick to me. I don't want it. What I want is Bryan Danielson's head on a stick.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the bold proclamation of the latest developmental talent signed by WWE, John Moxley. Mr. Danielson, I know you probably are not listening to my show, but look out. That is my big news locally. But we are not just local. We are a global phenomenon, or at least one continent's worth. We are the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. And as usual, the roster gets shuffled again, as I have a caller in from way up in the Northeast, Mr. VRM.
There are only three good parts in WrestleMania to me. Number in order from lamest to greatest. Number three was Pee Wee Herman calling Gene Okerlund dressed up in Cena gear a tool, because anybody who dressed up in Cena gear is a tool. Number two, Cole tapping like a little girl. And number one, of course, Triple H Taker trying to kill each other in that match. Thank you.
Ooh, strong words. Now we go completely in the opposite direction, way down deep in the heart of Texas, Mr. Typho.
Hello, my name is Typho, and my all-time favorite match is Melina versus Alicia Fox. And I know of no other matches.
I will get back to that. And our esteemed head honcho of CLW83 out of Louisiana, Mr. Carl Chenier.
Yeah, what was up with that? I'm tough enough. Good Lord.
We will get to that. And trust me, if that's the only match you know, you don't deserve to be in that building.
Indeed.
But, to be fair, they did tear the house down at SummerSlam 2010.
Leave. Easy, VRM, easy. So, the dust has settled on another WrestleMania, and I will admit that if we did another ladder, this would probably fall somewhere in the big jumble in the middle. Nowhere near the accomplishments of the WrestleMania of 10 years ago. But as it seems, Undertaker decided to steal the entire show with the assistance of Triple H.
Again.
And get a little lighter in the wallet in the process.
That one little bit, one chair shot. Now, just for curiosity's sake, since Undertaker and Triple H, it's been published, they've been fine. Typho, given their payday, do you really think they cared?
Not at all. I'm sure they knew going into the spot what would happen and probably didn't care.
It's like the Kentucky Athletic Commission fining Vince McMahon $35,000 for all the mayhem they caused at Backlash 06. He made that in merch that night. They don't care. Carl, do you think they probably should have gotten? Do you think Hunter should have gotten a bigger fine for not catching Tater when he did his top rope planche over by the announce position?
Yeah, there was a running joke going around. Who was going to find him? His wife?
She'll make him sleep on the couch.
He takes the money and puts it in their joint bank account.
Ah, yes.
Fine paid.
But, let's see. Well, I told VRM about something. Well, yeah, VRM, what do you think of the spectacle that was Snooker Mania as the secondary main that night?
In all honesty, after the Taker and Triple H match went off the air, I turned off the pay-per-view. Because from that point on, I didn't care. I knew what was going to happen. Not because I read any kind of spoiler or anything, but I knew that Miz Fino would somehow end up with Brock getting involved, cross-executing the title, and Miz retained, etc. I didn't know it was going to end in a double count-out, but yeah, I didn't care. I flushed that match before it even got on the air.
And admittedly, the main event was a huge, to me it was a personal letdown, not because it was predictable, but it was rushed. It's my understanding that Miz got his bell rung, probably when they sprawled over the guardrail to the out to the
field. Yeah, he hit his head on the padding pretty hard.
Yeah, I saw him bounce. I got to watch the second time Wednesday night. And that, ooh, ow, ow, ow. I had a couple of flashbacks myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
hence
the
rushness.
Oh, pardon?
Hence the rushness in that.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting bells rung, just a question. Was Taker's bell rung the only thing that happened to him? Because considering the way he was moving, I'd say it looked like he might have busted his shoulder again.
That's something I was concerned about, but you guys got to remember, after the match was over, you know, they did the dramatic shot of 19-0 and all the pyro, but not for the rest of that segment. Once the lights came back up and they were still playing Taker's music, they never took the cameras off them. So It's still kind of up in the air to me of how hurt Undertaker is. And given that I was in attendance the night they set him on fire, I don't think he's going to tell anybody how hurt he was. Unfortunately, he was showing it because he could not get that zombie set off the entire night.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
I think his shoulder's done.
I think it is, too. They've been, you know, they pretty much told him they were going to have to replace everything, you know, when they finally opened him up and said, we can't fix that.
And he sat up and started taping his fists while the doctors looked on.
How sad is it that I can see this? Poor Dr. Rios, there'd be nothing left of him.
That's true.
I don't know if anybody noticed this during Cole Waller, but I think Jack Swagger summed up all of our notions about this match. At one point, he had his head in his hands.
Well, the crowd gave us a nice good opinion about what the match was. Three, two, one. Boring!
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 At least in the absence of Shawn Michaels now, we do have a new Mr. WrestleMania in Michael Cole.
Leave! I already said this one, I'm thinking
it,
leave!
I'm going to have to grab the Stone Cold sound bites of him saying boring the Lance Storm matches.
No, there we go. I hope if I have them, I'll have to look.
If not, I'll grab him later.
And on the subject of Cole, Cole is Mr. WrestleMania, there would be a
What are you looking at?
Yeah, really.
That match needed to be about 10 minutes shorter. And that space could have been opened up to give the 8-man tag some room, or I almost don't want to put Sheamus Daniels on, but Daniel Bryan back on the card, because they wouldn't have had time to do anything, given how rushed the 8-man tag was, how rushed the celebrity match was, and the finish to Cena Miz.
I assume if the U.S. title match did make it on the card, it would look a lot like Sheamus's WWE title defense against Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
That's about how much time they had.
Yeah, then that's not fair to either one of them.
And then the internet would explode.
Kaboom! Yes.
So, let's see. Let me just take a quick look at the pick-ems. Edge Del Rio. Edge retained and then caused about $5,000 or $6,000 in damage to that beautiful Rolls Royce. I did not shed a single tear over it. Del Rio did. I was the only ones who picked Edge to retain. Ms. John Cena. Newcomer Brian was the only one who picked Ms. winning. And everybody got their point for Rock interfering, except Source, who said Rock wasn't going to get involved. Triple H Taker, nobody beats Taker at WrestleMania. Brian, please take note of that, because everybody else picks Undertaker. Waller Cole, everybody.
Bam!
Fuck you, Raw GM. Oh, wait, I didn't pick.
Well, the Raw GM, I personally, I still don't think it's Cole, but I'm almost thinking it's McMahon, because he would just do it because it's funny. To him, anyway.
I think I've determined that the Raw GM and the network on Impact are the same person, and it's Dixie Carter.
Mike, your talk.
Easy, Typho, easy.
Let's see, Orton Punk, everybody but Josh got that one right. Mysterio Rhodes, everybody but Josh got that wrong. Let's see, Carl, you flushed the celebrity match, and I honestly don't blame you.
Thank you.
Because I think you're... Yeah, you're the only one. I think you're the only one who got a point off of that one.
Probably so. I just wish I could have flushed it for my WrestleChat.net picks, but hey.
Sheamus Bryan, Justin Call guys, they didn't even make it on the card. You still want the point? Anyone?
I don't know.
I'll allow it.
I guess.
Huh? Let's do it. Everybody but Forth got a point. Because I'm pretty sure Sheamus retained. Let's see. 8-man tag. Jim, Brian, and Carl get points for Team Big Show winning. And I think, Carl, you got 2 points because Slater was the one who was pinned.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be their whipping boy.
So, in the wake of this disaster, Forth and Josh are at the very bottom with 4 points. I'm stuck in the middle of everything with 5. Carl, not bad, but not the best. You got a 6 along with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So, our official winner of the WrestleMania Pick'ems, and our new Fizzleweight Champion, our great and wonderful sound man who would play this for himself, Mr. Jim Williams. So, Jim, if you're listening, congratulations. I'll hold your belt until you get here.
I'm sure you'll appreciate that very much.
So, on the set, like, going back to time constraints with WrestleMania, since Rock was host and really didn't have any full involvement until the main event, he went out and cut a promo, and yeah, he did a couple of backstage segments. If we had dropped all that, do you think we would have had a less cluttered pay-per-view? Carl?
Probably.
Maybe a little bit, but not as much.
I can't say that. I think actually Brock made the pay-per-view more enjoyable. I have to say. I'm sorry to make him. To Brian and Sheamus. I'm sorry to the eight-game tag, but I think the Rock segment actually boosted the show, in my opinion.
You're breaking up really, really bad, VRM.
Well, that's because I'm driving and I'm almost home, so I should be able to switch back to Skype momentarily.
Okay, no problem. Let's see, what other... So... Did everybody here actually... It sounds like everybody here actually saw WrestleMania. I know I did.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw from the end of the Orton Punk match to Taker trip, and then I turned it off.
Well,
the only thing I missed was the eight-man tag.
You didn't miss much,
Carl. Did you blink?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yikes. VRM, if you can, look up the Edge Del Rio match. It really wasn't that bad. It's a shame that it opened. And I had a fan screaming and complaining on Facebook about it. I got her calmed down real quick. You can't take the two title matches and take her Triple H and just lump them at the end of the show. That's not going to work. VRM touched on that earlier. We need a match like the Snooki match to calm people down, you know, let them soak in that bit of awesome and throw a little bit of fluff at them to get them to say, you know, what else is on the card? They can ignore Chucky.
It was Vince's final shot at WCW in Atlanta. The big gold belt is the curtain jerker, and the last real WCW champion took a stunner for no real reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
there's
the
WCW.
You know, I didn't even think of that. I really did not even think of that. Although, kudos to Austin for keeping it down. Although I think they just, you know, they fed in Booker and Josh just for shits and giggles because he wasn't going to stunner Lawler. Nobody was going. He wasn't going to be allowed to stunner Cole, which I think he should have taken about five stunners. But that's just me.
Five? Why stop at five? You should have taken like 10.
I think the punishment was to explain Josh and Booker going away so Lawler and JR could call the rest of the show.
I think Cole's punishment happened when he kept tapping like a drunk man, as JR once called.
Now, I'm hoping that Lawler was actually putting some real torque on that ankle lock. But that, you know, that the good news is, yeah, you're right, getting Booker and Josh out of the way so that Lawler and JR could call the rest of the show, which, you know, in the case of Undertaker Triple H, I think was a necessity. I did not want to be full screaming over that match.
I enjoyed that part.
Oh, yeah.
Although JR just seemed a little off, but hey.
Seemed a little what?
Seemed a little off, but hey, he ain't done it in, what, almost 2 years?
Something like that. I wonder if this was something that was pretty much plopped in his lap, that they weren't even sure they were going to use him to go out there and call matches or not.
Mm-hmm.
So he might not have been as prepared as he would like to be.
Probably had to adjust the way into how to call shows now for the entertainment company.
I think I just heard a segue.
Yes, you did.
Boy, did I. Okay. The internet is on fire over this. The fact that Vince McMahon is attempting to erase the word WrestleMania from his current product I'm going to have to say off the bat that it's Black Belt not going to work. And I think you guys can all come up with the same kind of reasons that I can. So I'll give everybody else a shot at it.
Let me get Parks and get back inside and on Skype so I can do it properly because I just got home.
Okay. Typho, this is a bad idea, isn't it?
You'd think at some point in time, Vince McMahon would just get it into his head that any venture he wants to try that's outside of the wrestling world is going to fail. No matter how much he wants to be accepted by Hollywood and wants to be a big entertainment company, it's not going to happen. Accept your spot in life. You've been successful at it. Embrace it. Enjoy it. It's making you money. Just don't worry about it.
Carl, you see this as a bad idea too, I'm sure.
Well, not as much as Typho. Yeah, I still say it's kind of a bad idea, but I kind of understand where he's coming from with this. Especially now he has top-tier talent like Mysterio and now Sin Cara to appease to children and all that. I say let's let him run with the ball and see what happens. If it's successful, then good. If it fails, then it fails.
Before I get to VRMs, I'm just going to throw in my two cents. Vince McMahon, and I'm going to take a little bit from what Typho said, Vince McMahon has got to realize and remember that the only thing anybody is ever going to remember him for is wrestling. Non-fans, WWF. By WWE. Rebranding at this point is only going to make things even messier. Now, unless this actually changes the current Monday and Friday night shows, I'm with Carl. We're going to wait and see. I think it's kind of a silly thing to do, but I understand that, yes, Vince wants to expand. Good for him. Diversify the portfolio. Find more revenue streams. And if they turn out to be bad, he can cut them off, just like he did with the WBF and the XFL. If he does it right, though, he won't put himself in too big of a financial hole because he seems to be doing all right putting money in his pocket for WWE films.
Mm-hmm.
Spend, what, $5, $6 million, make a movie, throw it in a theater for 2 weeks, makes $15,000, no big deal.
And go straight to DVD.
Yeah, go straight to DVD. You make your money back in a month.
Yep.
I'll use a line that I heard someone else use on some forum or something somewhere. I don't remember for sure, but Vince McMahon cannot buy his way into Hollywood any more than he could buy his wife a spot on Senate.
So stop trying. There's a button for that. There is a button for that. Where'd it go? I know there's a button for that. I lost my button. Oh, there it is.
Burn!
So, okay. VRM, are you still wandering around in here?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound 100% better.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I said, I was on my phone. Before, I was on my phone driving my car. Now I'm sitting at my desk with my headset on. So, I just want to make sure what we're talking about is trying to remove the word wrestling from the company, basically.
Yes, we are. So we all agree that this is a bad idea, so we just want your thoughts on it.
Okay. It's not going to work, Vince. Let's see, how many business ventures you've had that have gone pretty much by the wayside. The XFL. Gee, what happened to that? It folded after one season. WWF New York / the World. It was great. It was a great idea. It was a great
great concept, but it ended up failing.
Now it's a Hard Rock Cafe.
WWE films. You're not going to get accepted by Hollywood. The World Bodybuilding Federation. Yeah.
Tip-tip-tesk.
How will that work out?
I think those are some of the most successful pay-per-views of all time.
How about this one? WWE Niagara Falls.
That only just recently closed, you know.
Yeah, I'm reading it now. But
I got to go there once in 06, and I couldn't figure out how that place stayed open. The merchandise was outdated and overpriced. Yeah, they had some oddball crap that I'd never seen before. That might have been on WWE Shop for about a minute.
Jeez.
It's probably the only place on earth you could still get Chris Benoit merchandise.
Oh!
That's how much attention they paid to it.
I bet I could have found something up there, but I never got back out that way. But I'm not gonna don't get me started on I already complained a couple shows ago about Benoit being completely omitted from the WrestleMania book.
Well, that's because he was a wrestler, not an entertainer. We only
don't
talk about
me...
the entertainers.
Do I have that dated? Typo.
That put on the entertainments.
Typo, I will reach through my headset and all the way to Texas and smack you.
Oh. Am I being put in time? Is somebody being put in timeout?
No.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a win.
Yes.
That was just a whammy. Okay.
Yeah.
But to sum up this whole situation about the word wrestling.
That's dumb.
Thank you, Bob. Where were you at WrestleMania?
I also will quote Joey Styles from his Twitter. Wrestling, future endeavors. Thank you.
Yeah, you just always try to say stuff to get fired, it seems like.
I don't know if he wants to get fired or if he's just being a doofus. And
I think he's doing both, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. At least, you know, at least he'll be laughing when he leaves, right?
He who laughs last and laughs best, or something.
Now that WWE does not stand for anything, when somebody asks, what are we supposed to say? Like, well,
it's
that
like,
stands for WWE.
No, just say...
WFE.
World fucking entertainment what?
World fail entertainment.
No.
I know, like, I heard somebody else say... Just like any time they have a can't-miss angle, we can just call, like, if we see it, we wreck everything.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Or just down to the simplest distinction. It's Vince's idea. We want entertainment. And as usual, Vince just doesn't know what the fans want.
Oh.
Can I have your attention, please?
Yes.
I believe the Raw General Manager is telling me that we have reached a halfway point in the show. Either that or he's just saying, quit your bitching.
We said wrestling too much.
Well, the GM's going to have to suck that up. But we are at the midpoint of the show, so it is time for our station identification. You are listening to the CLW 83 Network.
What is The Night Shift?
The Night Shift is a sophisticated talk show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Am I Wearing Pants?
It's filled with intelligent...
My little chickadee, earning 600 footage for today, my little chickadee.
...highbrow conversations.
The gritty details about Carl Chenier's sex life.
And it can help enrich your life.
Construction with toothpicks.
We also have original comedy pieces.
And that was the obligatory Charlie Sheen cocaine joke of 2011 that is brought to you by no one in particular.
Very original. The CLW 83 Night Shift premieres Saturday, April 9th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, only on the CLW 83 Network.
How you doing?
Monday night at 7, Game Show Garbage presents the roast of GSN's brand new dating show, Love Triangles, better known to some as...
The Wendy Williams Mess.
Join Game Show Garbage curator Robert Q. Seidelman, Carl Chenier, and yours truly, Jim Williams, as we skewer the first episode of what is sure to be a true GSN classic. Game Show Garbage presents the Love Triangles Roast, live Monday night, 7 Eastern, on the CLW 83 Network.
How you doing?
Honestly, who would pay the salary that these guys would want? I mean, you look at Jordan. The last 3 years of his career, he was making $30
Wow,
$30 million a year in
what
salary.
What a dumbass!
Oh, shut up!
What the fuck was that shit?
That's what I'm wondering.
Meanwhile, Sarah Conference chimed in and said, if you're the two-time defending NBA MVP, you don't leave anywhere. They come to you. That's ridiculous. End quote.
Was that English?
Ridiculous. It's terrible.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Go ahead, Flip.
Fuck you.
The BS Fix Show Season 3 debut coming May 11th on the CLWA 3 Network.
Hi, this is Lance Jones, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network.
Getting late, dude. So I was
And we're back, and it looks like we're going to have ourselves a little shift change. I thought I'd bring in somebody who actually attended this spectacle. Oh, Mr. Bryant, so welcome home, young man.
Hello there, Nikki. It's great to be here. I'm sorry for the delay.
Not a problem. Carl, I think you were the one who volunteered to tap out.
Yeah, I'm tagging out.
It was good having you on the show tonight, sir.
Sure. Have a good rest of the show, gentlemen and lady.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, Brian. Actually got to see this fine bit of festivities. Did you have fun?
I had more fun than the law should allow. I completely enjoyed myself, and it was just phenomenal.
This begs the question, how drunk were you?
I don't drink, or I'm actually straight edge, so I was not drunk at all.
I think I just heard a facepalm from VRM.
But thank you for asking.
And a smile from CM Punk.
So where were you sitting?
I got my ticket stub right here. Let me get it. It was section 135, row 31, seat 18. So it was in the lower bowl.
Okay. Did you need binoculars, or was it a good view?
I could see everything. Although where we were, you actually could rent binoculars. There was a big table, and you could rent binoculars for like $10.
We've pretty much covered all of the weekend. I will do the and I've got a shit ton of echoing.
You're breaking up really badly.
Yeah.
Okay, let me... I've got a button for that. Give me 1 second. How's that, gentlemen?
Much better.
Much better.
Okay, probably just something with my earpiece. Apologies. We've talked about WrestleMania, and Brian, I hate to say it, but while you placed very well in the Fizzleweight competition for Pick'ems, you did not win.
Aw, man.
But as your consolation prize, it's a small gift from Mr. Carl Schneer, you are now a full-fledged member of CLW 83.
And that was worth the price of admission. Thank you very much. It really does mean a lot.
No, I'm glad to have you aboard, man. You fit in nicely, and you know we had a blast with you last week, and we're gonna enjoy ourselves this week.
Well, great.
Did somebody just fall down?
No, that was me. I was probably adjusting my microphone.
I'm about to fall down because Manny tested positive again and decided to retire.
Who, what, where?
Manny Ramirez tested positive again for something, and he decided to retire instead of face his 100-game suspension.
Just Manny being Manny.
Just Manny being stupid is more like it.
Well, no. But that's pretty much the translation, Manny being Manny. But this is not a sports show. Although if we really want to talk about people falling down, I could make some jokes about Ric Flair still having to deal with high spots and the whole belt fiasco.
Oh. Okay, has there been an update on that? Because last I heard, they were holding that belt as collateral.
Well, the thing is, though, Flair did not own the belt outright. So now we've got an even bigger custody battle, and the fact that Ric Flair is flat-busted broke because we know he's only making 50 cents working at TNA. And 25 of that goes to his ex-wives and his kids.
45 cents more than Knockouts make.
I heard that. But this is actually going to go to court.
Whoopee.
So that's just
I like the picture of Ric Flair cutting one of his promos about being God on the judge.
Yeah, pulling off his shirt and, you know, elbow dropping his shoes.
Bleeding for no reason on the courtroom floor.
Good times.
Flair flopping.
Now I actually want to go see this trial. Oh.
Asking the judge who he ever beat.
Asking the stenographer if she wants to ride on Space Mountain.
And her little typewriter going, I want to clarify, Mr. Flair, is Space Mountain one word or two words?
Give that man a win!
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Congratulations, sir. You have definitely cemented yourself. Have another one. Go ahead, read that back to me, young lady.
Okay. Woo, you never beat nobody. Would you like a ride on Space Mountain? For life, woo.
Jim's record is beaten.
You ask me that one more time, I'll take you home and make a woman out of you. Woo.
And then yelling at the judge, my shoes are worth more than your house. Which the judge would reply, Mr. Flair, I believe I paid more than $39.95 for my house.
You win the internet, sir! You win the internet!
God, I just realized if I had you and DJ on the show at the same time, we'd get nothing done. Oh.
Just doing my job.
No. I'm gonna have to. No. There's a different
button. It's a lockout moment. I'm marking out, bro.
Show derail successful.
Does that mean now we get bumped to superstars in NXT?
Well, actually, speaking
on the internet, not with superstars falling off the radar.
Well, actually, I've heard that they're still going to produce superstars for the international market because they have contracts with several different international providers. It's just not going to be available here in America on television.
Who cares?
Which means for now, Tyler Rex, you're still employed.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a big loss. I mean, how many people get WGN anyway?
I don't.
I used to watch WGN back when it had Bozo the Clown on.
And when he was beating up this kid named Phil Brooks?
Yeah. Who would go on to do special things.
Yeah, no, I are you sure? I mean, whatever happened to that kid? I mean, that kid had a mouth on him, I couldn't look away.
Have you ever heard the story about the kid cussing out Bozo on the air?
No, but I'm going to have to YouTube it, but not during the show.
Okay, well, he didn't actually cuss him out. They did a contest for a prize, and this kid was really trying to win, but he lost. And Bozo trying to make everything all happy. He says, I'll tell you what, you won this special Bozo T-shirt, trying to soften the blow. And the kid yells, cram it, clown, on live television.
Okay, we've been derailed enough, I think.
Yes, I apologize for that.
No, you're fine. I think I can get us back in the right direction. Let me just pull. There's a lever around here somewhere that I can do this. Button. Who's got the button? Who's got the button? Oh, bah. I think I can find it. Ah, here we go. Joint. Now then. Raw was its regular fanfare for post-WrestleMania. We had the debut of Sin Cara, who has set his sights directly on the U.S. title, or has he? Because he also happened to crash SmackDown and beat up Jack Swagger just because he could.
And can I just say, that already some of the online pundits are already saying that he, quote, botched his entrance. Because one of his feet lightly brushed the top rope when he did his big tumble into the ring.
Future endeavors.
I'm not putting it up there with Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah. But when he did that big crossbody, he made his entrance, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
That boy, I mean, you could hear the crowd. They were loud, and they were proud. And I think...
It reminds me of watching Rey Mysterio in, like, 96 on Nitro.
Exactly.
When he actually could do things. When he wasn't all gassed up and blown out knees and whatever the hell else is going on with him.
And I think that, I think Mysterio is seriously, I'm hoping that he's seriously considering winding down. His knees are pretty much gone. They got him back with this whole knee brace storyline with him and Cody Rhodes. I heard a potential statement coming from somewhere. Was that you, Typho?
I don't think so.
Okay. The other big thing that came out of the show was that somebody was ballsy enough to set up Rock Cena the day after WrestleMania 27. They announce it for WrestleMania 28. Now, after all the bitching about people, you know, people saying that WWE cannot do a build or can't put a pay-per-view together in 2 weeks, which they've had to do.
They're pulling one together in a year.
Yeah. Now, is it, but okay, Bjorn, was this a good idea?
That remains to be seen by me yet. I'd have to say it remains to be seen. The fact that we've always had the one-year Money in the Bank tease. We've always had that tease. He's someone who could just declare or hold the case till Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Now suddenly we're being teased by another match. We've been teased in the entire build-up to this Mania of a match between these two. Now we're going to get the match, but now we have to actually wait an entire year to build it. I'm not sure how to quantify this yet. I'm still uncertain. All I know is this. It is about damn time.
Brian, with this much time to hype, is the match going to be able to live up to it?
Well, here's the deal. This could be very good or very bad. I kind of draw a video game comparison. How many of you are familiar with the video game Duke Nukem Forever?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Well, see, because that game has been in the works for 11 years, and even if it's the greatest video game ever, and even if when I put the disc in, it gives me Jennifer Love Hewitt's private home phone number, it's not going to live up to that kind of hype.
Has it only been 11 years?
Yeah.
Seems like about 5 decades.
Yeah, it's been 11 years. And
actually, it's been 14.
14? Oh. Well, after a while, it just all kind of blends
hell
together, you know.
Developing hell. Go on.
Yeah, anyway. I think if they can show some patience, which WWE lately hasn't been able to do, and keep these guys completely separate. I mean, go months where you never even mention it. And then, like, every few months or so, maybe The Rock comes out or Cena comes out, and they, like, have a stare down to remind everyone this is going to happen. This could be really good. You know, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. All I'm worried about is The Rock going to be able to deliver a good match this far away from the ring? That's what I'm worried about.
I think that's the point of this build, I think. I think that's why we're waiting the full year. I think this is time for, I think it's specifically designed to allow Rock to get back in the groove. To let him
do that.
To let him wear off the ring rust. To be able to pull a 15-20 minute match that could probably end up co-maining a Mania. I think it was intentional. I think now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's intentional that they're putting the year to for waiting on this.
Although, you know, to be honest, you remember WCW back in the Monday Night War, I think one of the biggest numbers they ever got was Starrcade 97, and that had over a year for build. So, I mean, we know that this could draw a huge house. All I'm wondering is, you know, even with the year's time, The Rock's going to have a couple of matches on pay-per-view just so he can get used to being in front of an audience again as a wrestler. That's all I'm saying.
Personally, I think The Rock is probably going to end up in some kind of match at SummerSlam, with it being in L.A. And I think maybe that the end of Raw, where they had Cena and The Rock kind of team up to take out the core, was the kind of a tease for SummerSlam, where it's some kind of match where Rock and Cena are teaming up against somebody. And that's going to be like The Rock's warm-up, kind of, make sure he can still do what he wants to do in the ring before WrestleMania.
As long as we don't end up with the Cena Michaels deal where they win the tag titles off of Slayer and Gabriel. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is that, like with the Sting Hogan build in WCW completely screwed that up once match time came. I mean, maybe it wasn't their fault, maybe it's Hogan's fault, but...
Yeah,
with this, I mean, seeing The Rock in the ring for the first time, and it'll be, 8 years by that point, I think, there's not going to be a lot of people that want to see The Rock lose, but... You know, there's probably no other ending than Cena winning clean.
Well, it's really going to depend.
I just don't see them giving The Rock a win. And I don't know how happy that's going to make a lot of people.
Well, you also got to remember, WrestleMania 28's in Miami. So, Rock's going to have the hometown rule working against him.
Well, everyone jobs in their hometown.
Thus. So we
already Vince rule.
That's... Right, so everybody just give yourself a point right now for that match. So if they build it properly, this could be as big, if not bigger, than Hogan Rock exactly 10 years ago.
I agree.
Definitely.
And see, here's what's working in The Rock's favor. You know, he left. He didn't have a... too terribly long of a career in the WWE. He made his debut, I want to say it was 96, 97, and he left
96.
In 1996. He had an 8-year career, and he's been away from it long enough. I think maybe he's got several good matches left in the tank. So I think he may have a good chance to really deliver here.
So, you know, at this point, it's definitely wait and see. I mean, they just made the announcement.
Yeah.
What we're going to be looking at is how much Rock is going to be participating from here in. How many times Rock and Cena are going to cross paths, not directly. Obviously, that one-on-one is not going to be till Mania, but we're going to see all kinds of goofy team-ups, tag matches, handicap matches, angry brawls, random GM rulings, what have you. Let's see.
How many times within the year is Cena going to hold the title? 5, 6, 7? 13, 14?
No.
And that brings up another interesting point that I just realized. What happened if during the course of the year one of them wins a world title and now this becomes not just Rock Cena at Mania, but now it becomes a world championship match?
You know, no one has talked about that yet, but that is a good wrinkle. That is an interesting wrinkle. Now, obviously the fact that they've booked it, we know the match is going to happen barring anything bad. How screwed will they be if one of them gets seriously injured like the month before WrestleMania and they have to scrap the whole thing?
Oh, they will be fucked.
See, that's the big risk in building a match this long. You've got way too much time for something really bad to happen.
Well, Cena's bionic, so I'm not worried about his side of it.
this is true. This is very true.
He likes to call him the last son of Krypton.
And I doubt The Rock's going to be doing enough to get himself injured that severely during this time.
And for the record, the last son of Krypton was actually in red and blue at WrestleMania. Somebody on WrestleCraft called it. All we needed was the damn phone booth. Although extra props also to the Skeletor Triple H entrance, which... Chills, my friends, chills.
Can I tell you real briefly my story about that real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Right after the Punk Orton match, I mean, right after the 92nd, no, what was it? It was Punk Orton whichever was the fifth match. My brain is a little fuzzy. There were three matches left. Snooki Mania,
Taker, Triple H, and Cena, Miz. I thought to myself, okay.
This was after the 8-man tag, actually.
Okay, yeah. I thought to myself, okay, Brian, they're probably going to save Rock, Triple H, and Taker for the semi-main or the main. And I'm hungry, so I got to get up now to get my food. Well, I get up to leave right after the match is over, so I can beat the crowd. As I get to the counter, I hear the video, the Mark Colley song. I said, "Oh man!" So I'm waiting there, waiting for my food, and it takes forever. So I missed the opening of the entrance. So I got back in right as the Motorhead song kicked in. I felt sick. Though there was a funny thing. There was this guy behind me as I was walking back who was apparently a big indie wrestling fan. And because the song he used was the song For Whom the Bell Tolls by
Metallica.
Yeah. And when that song hit, the first thing he yelled was, "Oh my God, Nick Gage is here."
That's the Georgia Dome, not a bank.
I said, "Yeah, probably." I said, "Yeah, maybe if they're having a work release program later."
Ooh.
But that was an amazing match. I mean, that was, I said this on CC Live, I'm going to say it again. My dad was with me, and he's been watching wrestling a little over 40 years. He said that was the best match he ever saw. And it's right up there with me. I mean, that was an epic encounter, and that made WrestleMania for me.
Taker did the same thing for me at 23 when him and Batista pretty much stole that show.
Yeah. Which I also didn't think Batista could do, but Batista, he busted his ass in that match.
He did, and I'm sorry, Cena Michaels did not measure up. And I like Shawn, and I'm not a Cena hater, but Cena Michaels did not measure up to that. And Batista had actually admitted in WWE Magazine that when he went after the match was over, he was so pumped, even though he lost, he was so pumped at how well that match went. He busted through the curtain and yelled, "Okay, top that."
Probably directed at Melina and Ashley.
Why is it that all you can think about is the Divas?
Because they are women.
And because it's Batista.
Because it's Dave.
I swear, every time you mention the Divas title, I swear, I can't stand them. It has not been the same since Trish and Lita retired.
So should we talk about Eve Torres' Divas title reign next?
Damn it! Why won't my hand go through the microphone?
Maybe that epic Melina-Alicia Fox match from SummerSlam. My favorite match of all time.
What a competitor.
I think I better get this show wrapped up before VRM kills somebody else.
Better get it wrapped up before I buy a plane ticket to Houston or Dallas or wherever you live down in Texas.
See, you wouldn't be able to find me.
I would.
You just have to look for
you
the rest
realize
of the time
how many
that you got on your front lawn.
I wouldn't do
all the
that.
All the damn WrestleLicious merch.
The big Lacey Von Erich poster I have in my front yard.
You do realize that he lives in Texas. Do you know how many folks there own guns? This may be
a
bad idea.
So I own guns. Namely, I own an AR and I own an M1A. So yeah, I'm prepared.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
That does it. I'm ending this show before the guns started blazing. Ladies and gentlemen, please come back next week, and hopefully nobody's going to get shot in the interim.
And I promise next week.
Yes.
And I promise next week I will be here on time. This week was we had company over, and
I couldn't get away until halfway through the show, and I apologize for that.
That's all right. You just apologized your way all the way into the archive. But I'm gonna let you know, Brian, since you are new to this group. The only reason you were on 2 weeks in a row was because of WrestleMania.
That's fine.
Typically, we do a rotation. Although I'm gonna have to speak up on this. Once again, I was flipping out because it's 5 minutes before the show. I didn't have anybody else on the board.
And then I miraculously call in.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, to be fair, though, I try to get a hold of you on Yahoo, and I couldn't find you, so I was trying to get a hold of you.
Okay, you can also try to catch me on AIM, and admittedly, I was not on AIM until about 10:30, my time.
Okay.
So, the other way is go ahead and drop me a note on Facebook if you're not going to make it. That way I can just grab somebody out of the chat room, or I can pull somebody else up on AIM. No wonder I can't see you. You're using Yahoo.
Well, I've got Yahoo and AIM, so.
Okay. I'll start running AIM earlier so that I can at least catch people and get the setup. But essentially, the setup is me and three. I try to do a rotating panel with three people. In fact, this was Typho, the only one who was actually signed for tonight's show. I was actually going to have Jason on, which sounded like a really bad idea because he was extremely hot under the collar about the whole banning of the word wrestling. And he didn't get to see WrestleMania because he was out partying in Vegas, and he was probably still steaming over the fact that Snooki even had a role in the show.
He's not a fan of the entertainers.
No, and he's not a fan of the loss of the word wrestling. So he's inching closer and closer to no longer being a wrestling fan, and I'm sorry to see that happen.
Just watch TNA. They're the number one wrestling promotion now.
I'd watch them if there was some actual wrestling on there. I don't watch shows that only have 6 minutes of wrestling on them.
They brought back Suicide last night. That's something.
Yeah, whose turn is it to play Suicide?
Since Daniels is back as himself and Kaz is in a storyline, I'm going to assume it is one of the two Japanese guys. Or Jay Lethal.
Yeah,
he was nowhere to be seen.
Hmm.
And hasn't been anywhere to be seen in the last several weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think Kiyoshi was still there.
Yeah, I think he is gone, actually. Okada's there, but he's like Samoa Joe's sidekick, so he's semi-busy sometimes. Somebody's got to get beat up.
So,
wear a Lone Ranger mask.
No, Jason was just kind of going to be really, really surly, and I really didn't want to spoil the mood of the show, and I didn't want to scare Brian away.
And listen, if you want me to set out next week, I got no problem with that.
No. I'm just giving you a heads up. If you don't get called, don't panic. You know.
I understand.
I completely understand. But do keep your AIM handy because you may end up on the show at the rate I'm having trouble getting people to log on when they need to be on. And just so you know, Jason's a New Yorker with a genuine New York temper.
I'll try not to crack any jokes about Rosie O'Donnell.
No, he won't. He probably wouldn't mind that. Just don't bash Republicans. He'll kill you.
Well, I'm a Republican, so we're all right.
Okay. But yeah, I've had a couple of interesting discussions with him about Snooki and about the wrestling, the word wrestling, and it's gonna. I'm curious to see if he'll actually start watching again starting next week. with that, gentlemen, I really appreciate everybody coming on board. VRM, thank you for the save.
Yeah.
And Brian, I'm glad you had such a great time at WrestleMania. I hope you get to go again at some point.
I hope so too, but just once was a life-changing experience, and it can check that off the bucket list.
And Typho, thank you for being for showing tonight.
Keeping my commitments, the only one. I accept, and I appear for all my bookings.
There you go.
And there's not even a payday on this one.
Sorry, man.
I get paid in experience or something.
Yeah. Experience is more valuable than any money that I could offer you. Granted, experience can't always be exchanged for goods and services. It depends on the town. But speaking of bookings, I've got one out in Zanesville, Ohio tomorrow night with SWC.
Oh, you have a great show.
And it should be good. I'll probably be managing Super Oprah again. Look her up and just laugh.
Is there any chance ever of a Super Oprah Orlando Jordan feud?
I'll have to ask, because I've been thoroughly amused at that prospect. I'm surprised I don't get more crap from people about the fact that it's a chick in a suit and a guy in a dress. So I got called a midget Thursday night. I can't believe that. Ain't that short? I'm taller than Rey Mysterio, damn it.
We spent a good 10 minutes last night during Impact making fun of Rosita for barely being able to see over the bottom rope. She was standing outside the ring.
And when Bear came over and watched WrestleMania with me, he was trying to figure out just how short Snooki was. He was wondering if she could even peer over the top rope standing in the ring. I think she could hit it with her forehead if she tried. Oh. Well, gentlemen, I think this has been enough nonsense for one night. I shall let everybody go.
All right. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Ryan, it's always a pleasure. And don't worry, you'll be back on soon enough.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. You have a great show tomorrow, and be careful on the road.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, Typho. Night, VRM.
Good night.
Good night.
CLWA3.com is your source for everything CLWA3. You can catch any of our shows on demand anytime at blogtalkradio.com/CLWA3network. Also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and our feed on iTunes.